Now, you know that we talk on Breakfast a lot about the terrible problem of plastic pollution. And, you know, you've seen as well as I have the devastating images of birds and marine life choking on our rubbish, gigantic islands of floating plastic out there in the middle of the sea. One thing you may not have heard, and it's a statistic that's really alarmed me, is that if we don't clean up our act by 2050, there'll be more plastic in our oceans by weight than there will be fish. It's a massive global problem and it can feel really, really overwhelming. But one group of local volunteers in Manly have come up with a quite clever way to get us thinking about our plastic use, targeting one of the most common plastic items that are found in our waterways, disposable straws. Now, every weekend this summer, volunteers have been flocking to Manly Cove, take part in Operation Straw, strapping on snorkels or strawkles, God help me there, to collect and tally straws and other plastic rubbish found in the water. One of the organisers of Operation Straw and a local diver is Harriet Spark. Harriet, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, how did you get started with Operation Straw?
So Manly Cove is like a beautiful dive site in its own right. When you hop off the Manly Ferry, it's the little beach that's to the left of the ferry terminal, and it's home to little penguins and seahorses and sea turtles. And I would regularly go snorkeling there with a friend, and we would find hundreds of plastic straws. In about 20 minutes on one particular snorkel, we found about 300 plastic straws. So there's just a prolific amount there. So we thought, imagine if we collected straws over the period of a few months rather than just a few days, what we could do with the data that we had from that. And that's how Operation Straw was born.
It's funny, we know that these are causing a problem, but we don't see, many of us who aren't divers, the damage it's doing up close, but you have.
Yeah, it's very devastating when you see it in the ocean as well. I think particular frustration that you feel is that with items like plastic straws, unless you have a medical condition or a disability, we don't actually need to use them, and they're items that we use for literally just seconds sometimes, and then they last on our planet for hundreds of years. So when you see it in our oceans, it's frustrating and, yeah, a little bit devastating.
Do you think there's more than usual in Manly Cove, or are you just seeing a regular amount in a smaller environment?
I am actually not sure about that. I think there is, in my own personal experience doing a lot of diving around Sydney, there is a lot of straws in Manly Cove, more than I've ever seen anywhere. But I can't answer that for sure. But yeah, we do find a couple of hundred every Saturday. Last week we did a snorkel on Saturday and we collected around 200 straws. And then 2 days later I went down just to have a fun snorkel and a swim, and I ended up picking another 150 up. So they're washing in really, really quickly, I think from surrounding cafes and bars and things like that, and then also the wider Sydney Harbour area.
So terrify me. Give me the statistics. How many straws do you think you would have collected this summer?
So we've done about 9 snorkels now. So they go for about 45 minutes, and we do them weekly. So it's not really that much water time, and it's very quickly after one after the other. And we've probably picked up just under 2,000 plastic straws. And that sounds like a big number. But when you think about it, Australians use 2.9 billion straws every year. So this is just a drop in the ocean, pardon the pun.
Look, I mean, it's amazing to see the community cleaning up the cove, but of course, there's got to be a massive battle on land getting people to stop using these things.
Yeah, definitely. I think at the end of the day, it's fantastic to get items like straws out of the ocean, but ultimately we want to stop it at the source and stop using items like plastic straws, plastic bags, takeaway coffee cups where we can on land. And I think that is the way that we'll create change. So basically there's some great organisations in Manly called Plastic Free Manly who are working with local businesses to help them change their practices and reduce their straw use.
Are businesses getting on board? I know in my own inner west area there's been a lot of businesses saying no to straws.
Yeah, I've been seeing that as well on social media. There's lots of businesses that are making change. Businesses are definitely getting on board. And if you are a business that's interested in reducing your straw use, some things you can do is just hide them behind the counter and have a sign saying, we only give out straws on request for reasons for the environment. And that usually puts people off. And then you can always give out plastic straws and have signage explaining why you're doing that. And usually it's a small change that can have a really positive impact. And customers seem to love it because they see that you're taking initiative for our environment.
I think you're right. I think people do really appreciate seeing a business take a bit of initiative like that. In terms of Operation Straw, if anyone out there is a diver, how can they get involved?
if anyone wants to come along, it's open to the public. You just need to have your own snorkeling equipment. And if you don't, you can hire it from Dive Centre Manly for a discounted rate. And you can just find out all of the info on SoManly, SOManly.org. And yeah, everyone's welcome. We actually only have two more snorkels left for summer. So if you want to come and have one, come this Saturday or for our final on the last Saturday of the month.
We'd better get people involved. We'll make sure there's links to all the info up on 2SER.com. Harriet Spark, thank you very much.
Thanks so much. Have a lovely day.
You too. Now, Harriet Spark there, as I said, she's a local dive instructor, environmentalist and organiser of Operation Straw in Manly. Pretty clear, sip your drinks, don't suck at them. It's, avoid any single-use plastics if you can, I think, is just good advice. As I said, links up on 2SER.com if you want to get more involved in a straw call this weekend or the final one in 2 weekends.